And now I know, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. Niggas be going through mad stress, man. You know what I'm saying? That baby's mother shit don't be helping, man. Bitches be putting bad stress on the nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
Just get at me, dog. Get at me, dog. Get at me.
Get at me.
Soon as I walk through the door, got me like, you ain't fucking with that bitch no more. She know I love her, but I can't fuck with her. She thinking because we got a kid together, I'm stuck with her. My baby mother be bucking soon as I walk through the door. Got me like, you ain't fucking with that bitch no more. She know I love her, but I can't fuck with her. She thinking because we got a kid together, I'm stuck with her. My baby mother be bucking. She one of them plastic bitches. Wanting to talk shit, men get their ass kicked, bitches. Hey, good afternoon, people. That was the late, great, and I do mean great, Earl Simmons, or as we know him, DMX, a.k.a. The Dark Man Rises, a.k.a. The Dog. One of my favorite songs by him, man. It's funny because I was chopping it up with my cousin, great brother Q Speaks Facts, and he and I were talking about hip-hop earlier this morning, and I mentioned that song a few times. And it's funny because when I typed in DMX on YouTube, I shit y'all not, that was the first thing that came up. I said, that's what lady shit. Man, I remember when I was rapping that song, man, my mom, she was laughing. She was like, damn, you know that song, though. Like, I know that whole song, bro. Like, man, I love that damn song, bro. I don't know. But like I said, man, rest in peace to Mr. Earl Simmons, man, a.k.a. DMX. My second favorite rapper of all time. Yeah, man, I hope everybody's having a good day, a good week so far. You know, I'm resting right now, getting some much needed rest, man. Ever since Sunday, I've done nine gym sessions in total. I did 3 Sunday, 3 yesterday, and I did 3 today. People ask me, like, how do I do it? So this episode, I'm going to talk about, like, my routine, my workout routine, what I'm training for, why I'm training, and things like that. So this will be a health kind of fitness episode. I'm just get right into it, man. My baby mother be bugging as soon as I walk through the door. Got me like, yo, I ain't fucking with that bitch no more. Second way, man. She know I love her, but I can't fuck with her. She thinking because we got a kid together, I'm stuck with her. My baby mother be bugging as soon as I walk through the door. Got me like, yo, I ain't fucking with that bitch no more. She know I love her, but I can't fuck with her. She thinking because we got a kid together, I'm stuck with her. You know, the last time or the next time I see my daughter's mother, I'm just had that song on repeat. Oh, shit, my bad. I'm supposed to say that. I ain't shit for that. I know. Hey, man, y'all know me, bro. Y'all know I got to sprinkle some humor in. Then I would be like, my baby mother be bugging. She one of them plastic bitches. One of them talk shit and then get their ass kicked. Oh, I'm sorry, I had a moment. I'm going to have to be a father. That fuck it with his baby mother. Y'all know how DMX used to rap. But yeah, man, just go get right into it, man. So like I said, man, I said since really last Wednesday, I did 3 gym sessions because my workout. I'm going to talk about my workout schedule first, why I do it the way I do it, and, you know, then go from there, man. Talk about my workout routine, my training schedule, my diet, my everyday schedule, things like that, man. This is a day in the life, and we'll call this, if you want, a day in the life with CEO, with your boy CEO. You know what I mean? So I set my alarm for midnight. Somebody be like, midnight? Goddamn. I'm not saying I'm up at midnight. I set my alarm for midnight. The gym is like 15, 20 minutes from my house. Yeah, man, I go there 12. If I wake up like right at 12, I'm at the gym 12:20-ish, 12:25. Like I said, man, some mornings, man, your boy be moving slow. I ain't gonna lie, boy, your boy be tired like a motherfucker, bro. But yeah, man, so go to the gym. I do 2 hours of cardio. I do different forms of cardio, but lately I've been doing the elliptical bike. And the reason I do the elliptical, well, like this bullshit. I'm sorry, I dropped my other phone. I'm on a tripod right now. But the reason I do the elliptical bike, like I want low impact, but I still want results and burn a lot of calories or burn as many calories as I can. And the reason I did it like that is because, like I said, man, I have a very busy schedule. But at the same time, I don't want to use that as an excuse to not work out and not still train. You know what I mean? And not work out and not still train because, you know, I mean, we all have lives or I'm sorry, we all have lives. We all have responsibilities. Some of us are parents or married or whatever the case may be. Some of us are having people that depend on us. So, I mean, I get it. Life can be very hectic and busy. And I'll be honest with y'all, man. One of the things I do for a living is very strenuous. Well, I'm not gonna say very strenuous, but it's very, for lack of a better term, it can get very tiresome. So somebody may ask, well, what am I referring to? Well, you know, your boy, I move a lot of furniture. I deliver, drive. I load up trucks, load and unload. A lot of times I do it by myself. Just like 2 weeks ago, I think I talked about it on here. That week I worked out 12 times that week, or was it 13? I think it was 12. No, 12 times. I misspoke. And I only worked out twice. Well, I forgot what each day was or how many days I worked out 2 weeks ago. But I just remember it was a Tuesday and I only went working out once. And the only reason I went working out once was because, you know, I was helping somebody move something for 5 hours and it wasn't difficult. It was the only tough part was this because the stairs were really narrow. The stairs were really narrow and, you know, I was the only one there to help them. It was a woman and her older uncle. I think he was in his later 70s, early 80s, something like that. But he still got around pretty good, though. The dolly somebody else brought over, they really wasn't about shit, to be honest with you. I can carry a lot of stuff, but I'm like, man, I'm not going to kill myself trying to do this. You know what I'm saying? So I do that. Somebody could be like, damn, bro, you do that on top of doing like working out 3 times a day. Yeah, it's shit. It's a grind, man. It's definitely a grind, man. It's definitely not easy. So, like I say, man, just not using excuses. I know life can be hectic. Like I said, we all have a life. We all have 24 hours in a day, and I'm just big on time management. You know what I mean? I'm very big on time management and being efficient with my time. Like I say, man. And like I say, man, I don't. I don't like to make excuses because I can easily just be one of those people who say, you know how when you have moving jobs or you have a construction job or a job that's very physically demanding and taxing on your body, one of the first things they say, oh yeah, you don't need to go to the gym. Bullshit. I'm gonna go to the goddamn gym. Like I remember last week actually, me and a few of my coworkers, man, we had unloaded this big ass 26-foot box. I'm sorry, this big 18-wheeler. It was a big ass truck, but we knocked it out in under an hour though. And they was like, it was last Friday, and they was like, man, you're not going to the gym today. I said, fuck you. I said, I'm going to the gym. He's like, bro, you still going to the gym? I'm like, bro, it's the last session of the week, bro. I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Because my schedule is from Sunday to Friday, so that's 6 days a week. I don't know how long I'll keep doing the 3 sessions. Like I said, some days if I'm really busy in the afternoon, I'll just do those 2 in the morning and say, okay, I did 2 sessions this morning. Take it easy, rest in the evening. Do it like that. So somebody asked me, what's my plan or what's my goal? I just want to, I just wanted to burn as many calories as I can. Sorry about that. I was sending a text message. But yeah, my goal is to burn as many calories as I can. Somebody asked me, how many calories do I burn a day and a week and stuff like that. Well, as of late, so it's 3,500 calories in a pound of fat, right? 3,500 calories in a pound of fat. And if I keep up the rest of this week with that, I don't know how many calories I burn exactly a day. I know I burn easily over 2,000. That's just from working out, you know what I mean, on that elliptical machine because it goes by my weight, which I'm 220 pounds. I might be less than that, to be honest with you. But I'm 220 pounds. And like I said, man, I'm 220 pounds. I burn, you know, a lot of calories on the machine and at work and, you know, ripping and running and doing all those things. So I burn, shit, a week I burn like 3-4 pounds of fat a week, you know what I mean? Like, my weight isn't necessarily going down. It's like gradually going down. But, you know, it's just the fat and me wanting to be as lean, as light as possible. And then I'm going to get to what I'm training for. So what I'm training for, so the city I'm in, Austin, so I live in Austin, Texas. And so they have this little half a marathon thing. It's like, well, it's like a 3K run, 5K run, half a marathon, and a full marathon. So I want to do the half a marathon. I'll be honest with you. I actually wanted to do it 2 years ago. Oh, it was last year. No, 2 years ago. But I'll be honest, I didn't train. I wasn't in good shape. I was working out, but I didn't train. Like, you know what I mean? It's a difference between just working out and actually training. Like, I always said, if I do something like that, I want to train. I want to give myself a good 4 or 5, 6 months, between 4 to 6 months, lose as much weight as possible, depending on where I am on the scale, and, you know, just get as light and lean as possible. And things of that nature. So I used to run outside. For those who follow me on Instagram and social media, I used to run outside in Texas heat in 100-plus-degree weather faithfully, like 6 days a week. You know what I mean? Twice a day. You know, it was definitely a grind. And some of those days I would wear like a sauna vest because I have a little like a sauna vest. I need to get more of those. So in the wintertime, I'm going to start wearing like the full sauna suit, you know, when I do my cardio. So, yeah, man. So I'm training for the half marathon. For those who don't know the duration or the distance, the distance of a half a marathon. So a full marathon is 26.2 miles and a half marathon is 13.1 miles. So people are like, bro, that's a lot of miles, but you know, you got to look at it. Even me switching over from outside to the gym was a very easy adjustment, just for the simple fact I'm like, shit, this isn't nothing. I'm like, y'all got air conditioning in here, and a lot of these machines have fans on them and shit. I'm like, bro, this is nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not undercutting cardio, because of course it's definitely a lot of hard work, and if you're on a treadmill, that's definitely more wear and tear on your body. Or on your limbs, or your lower limbs, and your lower extremities and things of that nature. So yeah, man, I'm not undercutting cardio at all. I think that's why a lot of people don't like cardio. But I love cardio, man. I think I'm one of the only few people. I prefer cardio over weightlifting. That's just me. Yeah, man. Well, yeah, like I was saying, I think I wanted all those. My bad. I'm texting people and trying to record at the same time. But yeah, like I was saying, man. Like, yeah, like I think I'm one of the only few people that actually enjoy cardio. Like, I enjoy it. I don't dread going. Even me working out 3 times a day, I don't, you know, dread doing it. Even when I was, because when I first started training, I started training September 3rd, which was last month, exactly a month ago. Like, I don't dread it. I'm not going to lie, the first 2 days were hell because I was running on the treadmill. I did 20 miles in back-to-back days, and I'll be honest with you, like, my thighs were so sore. I was stretching before and afterwards, eating great, staying hydrated, but my thighs were sore, and I'm like, man, to be honest with you, the route I'm going, I'm not going to be efficient as I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, I'm going to destroy my body before the competition, because 13 miles is a lot. I'm sorry, 13.1 miles is a lot. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I can do it. I'm by myself. I can do it right now, honestly. So yeah, man, like I said, I don't dread going to the gym. I actually look forward to going to the gym. It's a great stress reliever. It keeps my weight down. Like I said, I'm 220. I was 320 last year. I want to get to 205, 210. And I'm not going to say, well, my original goal, I wanted to be under 200 pounds for the competition, like 195-ish. to be honest with you, man, I don't think it's going to happen. And that's not me being negative or pessimistic or anything. It's just like when I lost all the weight and my body type, you know, like I'm naturally a big person and I naturally carry a weight because I'm a mesomorph. And it's three body types. You got the ectomorph, the mesomorph, which I am. You got the endomorph. The ectomorphs are like the taller, skinnier people, lanky people, quote unquote. They have a hard time. Excuse me. They have a hard time putting on muscle, putting on weight. These are the people with a crazy fast metabolism. And when they're younger, it seems like they can't gain any weight. And then once their metabolism slows down, we see the weight gain. So those are the ectomorphs. But the mesomorphs, like I am, like we hold weight naturally. We don't have a problem losing weight or gaining muscle. You know what I mean? So those are the mesomorphs. And the endomorphs are like the shorter, stockier people. So they have to be cognizant of what they eat because they carry more fat than the other two body types, than the ectomorph and mesomorphs. You know, but like I said, I'm a mesomorph. So, so with me being a mesomorph, you know, I don't have, like, I'm really lean now. You know, like when people see me, like they see me on Instagram and stuff and they say, man, like you're really lean. But when people see me in person, like they say I'm skinny, but I'm really not. It's just, I'm like, shit, if you see me at 320 pounds and then you see me at 220 pounds, it's obviously a difference. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie. Like my stomach, like I'm more defined in my abdominal region, my back, my arms, things like that. Part of that is due to, like I said, what I do for a living, moving heavy furniture, lifting heavy furniture. I eat a lot of protein. Now, this may be a lot of people's favorite part to hear, because people, like, I get asked that a lot. People are like, man, what do you eat, man? You do a lot of cardio, and, like, what do you eat? Like, people think I eat a lot. Well, I ain't gonna say people think, but I think a common misconception about people that do a lot of cardio is that you can eat whatever you want. I mean, you can, but it just depends on what your goals are. Like I said, I want to be light as I can. I want to be as lean as I can. So competition day or the day of the half a marathon, and I'm going to get into why I chose to do it. It's actually quite funny. But I'm not going to say it's funny, but I'm going to get into why I chose to do it. But yeah, man, I just want to be as light and lean as possible. And like I said, last month, September 3rd, I started training. You know, I'm not eating any sweets, no fried foods, I don't eat pork. I haven't eaten pork in damn near 10 years. The last time I ate pork, or when I stopped eating pork, it was August 6th of 2015. And I remember that date exactly because that was a Wednesday, and that was 5 days before I started my senior year of high school. So that's how I always remember that date. But yeah, man, like I said, I haven't eaten pork in over 8 years. I eliminated pork completely. And as I get older, and like I said, I'll be 26 in 2 months. And once I get in my 30s, I want to cut out sweets completely. It's going to be tough for you, boy, man. Like I said, man, your boy is from the South. So, you know, I'm from Louisiana, I live in Texas. So I grew up on that good old, as Kwame Brown would say, I grew up on that mama's cooking. I grew up around a grandmother, God rest her soul, and my aunt, God rest her soul as well. They would cook. And I don't mean box cook. I mean, like, actually cook from scratch, use flour and, you know, use ingredients to have their own recipes. And, like, my grandmother, I kid you not, man, like, everything. It was one Thanksgiving in particular. I forgot what year it was. I think it was, like, 2009. I kid you not, man. My grandmother, I counted, she had to at least make, like, 27 sweet potato pies. And I'm not lying. People may hear that, like, bro, I know you're like, bro. Okay, on my dad's side of the family, because this is my dad's mom, like I said, God rest her soul, who I'm referring to. So we have a very big family over there, so we can all eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you see us, you know, you'll be like, yeah, y'all. You know, you'll be like, yeah, like, we know y'all got the African blood in y'all. You know what I mean? As my brother from Ghana would say, the yes, boss. But yeah, man, so we can all eat. So, man, I kid you not, I counted like 27 pies. Because, I mean, you know how it is, man. Black people, you know, they come over, get a to-go plate, you know, take a pie, take a few home, and then, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, then we eat some there, of course, and then take some home. And then people want to come over. You know what I'm saying? So it was like that, man. See, I grew up around that, so it'll be tough. I've definitely found good replacements. Like, I ate a lot of fruit. I ate strawberries, pineapples, bananas, grapes, cantaloupes. I said grapes, right? Yeah, grapes. I'm not big on watermelon. I think I'm like one of the only few people that don't eat watermelon. I really never really liked watermelon. Excuse me. Even growing up, I never really cared for watermelon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I never really cared for watermelon. All right, send a text message again. But yeah, like I was saying, man, I never really cared for watermelon. But yeah, man, I eat a lot of fruit. I eat a lot of fruit. I drink a shit ton of water. I drink like between a gallon to a gallon and a half. I drink between a gallon to 2 gallons of water a day. I don't eat or drink anything that has high fructose corn syrup in it. And the reason I don't is because fructose is just sugar. And of course our body naturally needs sugar. That's why I eat fruit. That's why I, do things like that. But I don't like how it makes me feel. You know what I'm saying? Like certain foods or certain ingredients, like my body doesn't agree with. Like to tell y'all a quick story. So my mom and I, it was like a little like two and a half years ago. We had some McDonald's ice cream, right? Somebody gonna be like, yeah, that's where you fucked up at. You absolutely right. And I haven't had that shit since. So I remember we had those sundaes. You know, the little sundaes that come in a little cup. I shit you not. So I thought I was tripping. It seemed like my heart was beating real fast, right? So I'm like, bro, is it me or like, am I tripping right now? I'm like, bro. And then I asked my mom. I was like, is your heart beating? She's like, yeah. I said, shit, I'm about to die. Just fuck this shit. She started laughing. So I said, we ain't eating that shit no more. And then that's how I know like that shit has high fructose in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't drink Powerade because that has high fructose in it. I don't eat a lot of snack cakes, not only because I'm on a no sweets thing right now, but a lot of them have high fructose corn syrup in it. And all you have to do is just read the, you know, ingredient labels or read the nutritional labels on your foods, and it'll tell you what has high fructose corn syrup in it and not, things like that. I monitor my sodium as well too. I think that's another key component of why I'm as lean as I am, because I do monitor my sodium. I'm not depriving my body of food or its minerals and nutrients that it needs, but too much of anything is bad. You know what I mean? Definitely don't want. I mean, yeah, I can get away with eating a lot more because I burn shit 2,000 plus calories a day, and I'm really undercutting myself. Like, let's say each session, I do 3 sessions a day. That's 900 calories I burn, which happens a lot. Burn 900 plus calories. That's over 2,700 calories, and that's not counting me moving that, you know, moving furniture and things like that, loading up, unloading, walking around, doing things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really burning damn near, if not more than 3,000 calories a day. You know what I mean? So obviously I have to eat more to keep my weight up. And I don't want to get too skinny, but I want to be healthy. So I'm all about being more healthier and, you know, being leaner and, you know, getting my weight down, but keeping it off and things of that nature. So, yeah, man. So to the dietary portion, I'm going to talk about the supplements, my thoughts on supplements and vitamins and things like that. So the dietary aspect of it, like the past few days, I've been eating the same thing. Like I'll do fasted cardio. I'll do 2 hours of fasted cardio. Then I come back and eat. I'll eat either like some grits or like 3 or 4 boiled eggs, depending on how I feel. I try to limit those. Although eggs really don't have that many calories of sodium in it, you know. And plus, eggs are great protein. Like eggs, peanut butter, chicken, turkey, fish, salmon, lamb, you know, because I'm on a Mediterranean diet, or I'm incorporating Mediterranean foods into my diet, or my lifestyle. I don't want to say my diet. Yeah, so eggs are a great source of protein. So yeah, man. So yeah, with that being said, what the fuck happened? So yeah, man. My bad. I got a notification. But yeah, man. Like I was saying though. Yeah, so I'll eat like some grits / oatmeal, a couple boiled eggs, either some turkey bacon or not beef jerky, but they have like turkey jerky. I call it turkey jerky. I know it sounds funny, but it's not beef jerky, but it's actually turkey beef jerky, if you want to call it that. I eat those and I eat like a little seafood salad thing mixed in between, you know, and then I'll sit up for a little while, sleep, you know, and then eat again. Maybe 12 o'clock, or eat at noon, eat the same thing, or just depend. And I eat like a turkey sandwich, something like that, drink a lot of water. I'll have a fruit bowl. Fruit bowl consists of like granola and strawberries and blueberries and almond milk and honey and blueberries. I didn't already say that. Things like that. So, let me see, I eat 2 to 3 times a day. I snack a lot, I'm gonna be honest with you. And like the snacks I eat like some chewy granola bars, or I'll eat like some raw whole natural almonds. Those are so good. Like, they don't really have a, like, they have a taste, but they don't have all that shit in it, like Planters, cashews, you know, shit like that. Like, they don't have the taste of those because they have less salt and sodium. And raw foods are more better foods for you. Like, they're raw natural almonds. They're so good. I need to give me some more, actually. While I'm bullshit. But yeah, man. So that's pretty much my diet. Yeah, I don't like to eat after a certain time. Like I said, I don't like to eat heavy after a certain time. I fast. Like I said, I do fasted cardio. I try to do it every day, but like this morning, I'll be honest, I didn't do it this morning. I was hungry as shit. I listen to my body too. Like, if I'm hungry, I'm eating. I'm like, okay, let me give me a, because I had like 2 boiled eggs, had me a couple pieces of the turkey, the turkey jerky, as I call it. Yeah, man. Then I went to the gym. I drank the antioxidant juice. I got me some today. Great. You know what I'm saying? I love that juice because it cleans me out, keeps me feeling fresh, things like that. Let me see what else. So as far as supplements, man, I'm not big on supplements. I'm not saying supplements / vitamins are bad. I'm just not big into, I'll be honest, I'm not big into taking supplements. Reason being, I'm not a fan of America's dietary / I'm not a fan of America's / like vitamin / supplement industry. Like, I'm not a fan of it, you know what I mean? Because they can tell you, you know, some like these are the ingredients in a certain vitamin or multivitamin or something that you're taking, and it could be something else, you know what I mean? Which is why sometimes certain athletes may fail a drug test, because to use an example, you're thinking you're taking it, you know, like a certain supplement, and on the label it has 5 ingredients, but when you take a certain test, it has more ingredients than that's being told on the packaging. You know what I mean? So the Food Drug Administration, the supplement industry, it's a very corrupt industry. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not against taking supplements, because there are good supplements. You got your I'm not against taking vitamins. You got your omega-3s and B12s, which is when I was taking vitamins. Those were the 2 I was taking. And I started first taking those in 2018. When I first moved to Texas, actually, I started taking those. And the reason I was taking those is because I was working 2 jobs at the time. I still remember my schedule too. So one job I would work from 7 p.m. to midnight. Another job I would work from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. 6 days a week. And this was during a time when my daughter was first born. So it was tough, man. Doing that 6 days a week, I wasn't home like that. As soon as I'm home, I would sleep all day. And by the time I wake up, time to go to work. And then by the time I come home, it's time to sleep. You know, so that was pretty tough on me, man. But I needed that energy, and I didn't want to drink a lot of caffeine. Like, I like coffee. I'm a coffee drinker. I'm not addicted to it, but I like coffee. I had some yesterday. I'm not going to lie. So I like coffee. I enjoy it. But I wanted, like, a more natural feeling of when you drink caffeine, but I didn't want that crash that comes with caffeine either. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how, like, when you drink caffeine, you get that little rush. Even if you eat a lot of sugar or eat certain sugar or eat certain foods, you get that rush and then you crash. Like, I just wanted to keep my energy high and keep that same quote-unquote rush, but I didn't want that crash that came with it as well. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, that's why I say, man, I'm not big on supplements and, you know, these different people with these different quote-unquote fitness influencers. Hey, get your money, get your bag. I'm not mad at you, but me personally, I pride myself on being a natural athlete. That's why I don't take anything. And a part of me, I'm not going to lie, I did say when I started my training, I was going to take B12 and omega-3s again. But I'm like, I'm not going to say it's really no point, but I'm like, if I can keep this up, you know, like keeping the way I eat up, the way my water intake, avoid certain foods and staying consistent with my workouts and my training sessions, or I should say my training sessions a day, I should be okay. I don't even, like, I'm not sore or anything. I'm actually going to get into therapy more, or I'm sorry, not therapy, but recovery methods more, like stretching and getting massages and cryotherapy and sitting in a sauna and sitting in an ice tub, ice bath, things of that nature, you know what I mean? Getting massages. I'm definitely going to start doing those to keep my body fresh and keeping my lower extremities from being sore. So yeah, man, that's pretty much a day in the life of your boy CEO. I sleep, and let me just touch on the sleep. I sleep 6.5 to 8 hours a night, or in total, that's how much I sleep. Sleep is very important because, you know, you got to let your body, or give your body time to decompress and recover from a tough session or tough day at work or in your profession or whatever the case may be. So sleep is very important. I know, you know, on Instagram, people say, oh, if you want to be successful, you got to be able to consistently move off 2 hours of sleep. Bro, that's not fucking possible. And it's not healthy for you in the long run. Like, one day, hey, I understand. Maybe you had a rough night. Maybe you were excited, or maybe you were anxious, or whatever the case may be. But constantly making that a habit, like depriving yourself of sleep, because the more you deprive yourself of sleep, like, you're not as sharp as you need to be mentally, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, sleep is very important. But yeah, man, that's I think that's pretty much the episode. Over 30 minutes, okay. Yeah, that was pretty much a day in the life for you boy CEO. Yeah, man, I talked about my training, my diet, what I trained for. Oh, and the why. Let me not forget the why. And the reason I chose to do the half a marathon is because a lot of people convinced me to do it. They were like, man, like, you're looking great. You're losing a lot of weight. You're getting in shape. You should do, like, the half a marathon or something, man. I didn't really want to do it at first. And the more I thought about it, I was like, hey, why not? It's a great way to get myself out there. Connect with other people, because so far I have connected with other people in the fitness industry, and, you know, it's great, man. It's great. I'm all about building connections and networking, as they say. So yeah, man, it's a great way to network. I'm very passionate about fitness and taking care of myself, so I figured, hey, fuck it, why not? It's a great way. Although I'm going to win a competition too, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't doing this shit for fun. Hell, I'm putting my body through hell this past year. I'm gonna get a goddamn reward from this shit. I ain't doing this shit for my health. I mean, I am, but hey, fuck it, I want a reward too, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, yeah, man, like I said, I'm just using this as an opportunity to get my name out there, connect with people, share my story, share my why, you know what I mean? Share my why of, you know, why I started doing a marathon or a half a marathon. I want to do a full marathon, but shit, that's 26.2 miles, bro. I don't know about that. But yeah, man, she got to pay me. But that I'm not doing for free. Nope. Like, half a marathon, I'll do it for free. But the full marathon, nope, gotta pay me, motherfucker. And if I remember correctly, I think there is a cash bonus, you know, if you get first place. Well, you know what? I may have to do that for a marathon. But I'm going to try to half a marathon first, man. Yeah, man. And somebody may ask me, so when your training's done, you know, the competition's over, how you going to celebrate? I'm going to be honest. At first, I said, man, I'm going to get a big-ass cake. I'm going to just eat that whole cake once. And then I thought about it. I'm like, man, I'm still going to, I'm going to kind of ease up on the training sessions, maybe do like two a day instead of three. Maybe just do something in the morning, weight train a little bit, and things like that. Still, you know, work out a lot, but not train as much. Because like I said, man, I'm an endurance athlete, so the more I build my stamina and cardio up, the better. You know what I mean? But like I said, man, I'm going to just go to a Mediterranean restaurant since your boy loves Mediterranean food. Give me a combination plate with like chicken, lamb, yellow rice, lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, things like that. May get two plates. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I may get two plates, or I may get a plate and some hummus and some pita bread. Things like that, man. And, you know, have, and just celebrate, you know, doing what, you know, what a lot of people don't do. How many people can say they ran a half marathon and eventually do a full one too? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that's the episode. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Not enjoyed it. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Yeah, man, we're going to end with this. My baby mother be bugging as soon as I walk through the door. Got me like, yo, I ain't fucking with that bitch no more. Y'all get off my damn phone. Y'all think y'all slick? Get off my damn phone.